Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers has handed down the 2024 budget with a focus on addressing cost of living pressures and stubborn inflation. Dr. Chalmers has delivered a $9.3 billion surplus for the current financial year in the first back-to-back budget surplus seen in close to two decades. He has outlined the aims of the budget to Parliament.
Our main priorities are helping with the cost of living, building more homes for Australians, investing in a future made in Australia and the skills and universities we'll need to make it a reality, strengthening Medicare and the care economy, and responsible economic management, which is set to produce another surplus and help fight inflation.
Greens leader Adam Bandt says the government's budget fails to support renters, first home buyers, or those on the lowest incomes. The government is allocating $1.9 billion over 5 years to lift the maximum rates of rent assistance by a further 10%. But Mr. Bandt says wealthy Australians still receive a significant tax cut, while renters struggle through rising rental costs and first home buyers are restricted from entering the market.
Labor's Band-Aid budget is a betrayal of renters, first home buyers, and everyone doing it tough. Labor's spending billions on a $4,500 a year tax cut for politicians and billionaires, while people are skipping meals just to pay the rent.
Meanwhile, independents and domestic violence advocates have criticised the government's budget measures to tackle Australia's domestic violence crisis. $1 billion will be spent on urgent crisis and transitional housing for those fleeing domestic violence, in addition to the Leaving Violence program that was already announced ahead of last night's budget announcement. Universities will be required to strengthen their responses to gender-based violence as the government commits nearly $19 million over 4 years to developing and introducing a code of conduct. The government has also introduced funding to prevent violence against specific demographics, including temporary visa holders. But independent MP Zoe Daniels says this is insufficient to address the issue.
Well, despite calling women's safety and domestic violence a national crisis, the Prime Minister has failed to step up to the plate. But there was no additional funding for frontline services who are in dire need of more funding. They are turning women away on a weekly basis. And there was no additional funding for legal aid, which is a key service to ensure our justice system works and people can access the courts in a meaningful way.
Hundreds of people are set to rally against a Western Sydney Council's decision to ban books featuring same-sex parenting, a choice they say does not reflect the views of the community. Rally organisers are calling for the council to rescind the ban. They also want New South Wales Premier Chris Minns to expel Labor Council members who support the bans. David McBride's legal team says they intend to appeal his 5-year jail term for leaking classified defence information to journalists. Lawyer Mark Davis says an appeal could be lodged as early as this week, but McBride won't be bailed as that process gets underway. This supporter says efforts are also continuing to lobby the Attorney General for a pardon.
I lay responsibility for today's terrible events firmly at the feet of the Federal Attorney General. The reason he has the authority to intervene in extraordinary circumstances is to prevent exactly what has happened today.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.